this morning, just after 8 o'clock. Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center also joins us this morning during the second hour of the show. Yael is all about giving Americans choices, the freedom to choose, whether that be through the way our healthcare system works, whether that be through the products we buy and consume. He's a true believer of that, and he is a true believer that we are most free when government is out of the way. And this morning, we're going to talk about some of the bigger consumer brands in our culture and the way in which they've gone about kind of politicizing some of their products, Nike being one of them, because of, well, a Betsy Ross-style sneaker was offensive to Colin Kaepernick. AT&T is also now being blasted by the LGBTQ community and advocates for gay rights. And we'll talk about the politicization of everything in our country and how when things become political, the usual consumer versus company relationship gets distorted. People want free trade. They want cheap goods. They want high quality. They don't want a political confirmation from the companies they buy from. That's going to be the topic du jour with Yael Osowski of the Consumer Choice Center. And to round out our
Joe Catanacci.
Cruising through the second hour of the show, we thank our friend Chad Adams for joining us in the last couple of segments to talk all things North Carolina politics. And to take this a step further, our friend Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center joins us this morning. Yael, as part of his job, of course, is all about giving Americans choices, the freedom to choose, whether that be through our healthcare system works, whether that be through the products that we buy and consume. A true believer that we are most free when government is out of the way. Yael Osowski on the phone line with us from the Consumer Choice Center. Yael, it's great to have you on. I know you're kind of vacationing right now just in South Carolina, but happy to have you on the program here again this morning.
Yes, sir, but our work never stops, and that's why it's important to be able to connect with you and our listeners.
No question. And with that said, I saw a tweet that you put out yesterday, and I was like, perfect topic for today. And with that being said, as we move through 2019 in this ever-changing world, trying to navigate ourselves and how we can still put our interests and wants and needs first ahead of that all-powerful government or the all-powerful corporations and brands that run much of the world, the politicization of, well, everything in our lives is getting tiresome at best, I would say, for many millions of Americans that have tuned out the cable news networks, have tuned out the day-to-day Donald Trump following, and for the most part, I think Americans are just burnt out on the fact that everything that we talk about some way gets transformed into the world of politics.
Yeah, and I think it's something to where everyone who pays attention to the news and follows this stuff. I mean, you and I, we have a deep interest in it. We follow it. We try to comment. We try to provide any kind of good commentary or perhaps some kind of advice on how to change things. But the thing to realize is that most of society and most people that we see whenever we go out on our daily walks or whenever we go to the store, most people are not attuned to the same political realities that we are. You only have 20% of the country that really identifies themselves as kind of liberal Democrats, 20% that identifies themselves as conservative Republicans. The rest are kind of moderate. These are people who every election cycle, it actually takes time for them to consider what kind of politicians they're going to follow or who they're going to donate money to or who they're going to vote for. And that's why a lot of the policies that are discussed at some of the debates or some of the things that are brought up in the political context are really important, because most of these people are not paying attention. But I think that's a good thing about our American society, is that we don't have to pay attention to everything that's happening in politics, because we have a great constitution and we have a way that we're allowed to go about our business. We're able to freely choose so many services and things in our lives, and we don't have to wait for the next order that comes down the Federal Register to really consider what kind of rice we need to buy at the store or what kind of electronics that we need to buy. However, we kind of see this trend where that's changing more and more, and people are actually trying to petition companies specifically to become way more politically active. And it seems everywhere you look, going to the store, buying a product, swiping your card, everything is almost now a political engagement. Everything becomes about who did this company support. We saw the big thing with Chick-fil-A some years ago. We're seeing the fallout now with Nike. And there's a recent New York Times article looking at Republicans that many corporations have given money to, granted, they give money to all political parties and stripes, but then people being criticized, those companies specifically, because they've given to, let's say, Republican politicians who have had stances against gay marriage or LGBT rights in the past. So this is something that I think is very pervasive. And if we're not allowed to have private society and everything becomes enmeshes in politics, you know, this is actually going to hurt a lot of people. This doesn't help anyone. I think the way that people are able to be free is if they're able to freely choose and not have to taint their entire worldview and their entire life, who they choose their friends and what they buy, based upon a political label. I think that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, and for myself, we focus in and we highlight, of course, you know, some of the issues that we face as a country, as you know, as our state, our community, and how that relates to politics. But by and large, you know, we try and spend a good portion of this show with that work kind of life balance, because, you know, politics, as you said, only a certain sect of our society is tuned in, you know, 24/7, 365, and I got to take some advice, since it's a Friday and we're heading towards the end of the show. Heed the advice of one of our guests earlier this week, Brooke Bloomquist. She and her family own the first ever vodka distillery here in New Hanover County. She sent me a picture of ourselves together that we posted on Instagram, saying talk vodka, not politics. And I'm going to heed that advice around noontime today. I think you know, the best idea for myself, and I recommend that you do the same.
Yeah, noon's a bit early, Joe, but it's fine. I'll jump on the bandwagon if you are, too.
Hey, I'm not afraid. You know, that's what late afternoon naps are for. Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center joins us here this morning. All right, well, we talk about, you know, Nike, for instance, and some of these other corporations that you know, have hired spokespeople to and who have taken political views and have become activists, so to sort. And the big news from Nike, of course, leading up to the 4th of July, was their decision to pull a Betsy Ross inspired sneaker that featured her American flag, of course, the historic flag with the circle of stars on it. And well, they pulled it off the shelves because of, well, Colin Kaepernick. And that goes to your point that now more and more companies, you know, are kind of identifying with the people or the politics that they support, putting faces on there. We say that, you know, Nike may be hurt by that, but we see their stocks and they continue to go up. So, you know, are people ever going to get tired of it? Or as long as a corporation's still making money, they say, hey, we're on to something here.
Yeah, I think that's a bigger point right there, is that these companies, you know, we all like to look at them and assume that they have this larger political agenda. People say that about Facebook, about Twitter, about a lot of the social media networks. At the end of the day, it's just about money in the door. A lot of these companies are public, and most people who have 401ks, by the way, tend to have these companies in their portfolios and in their stocks. And whenever times are good and money's coming in, these people are all benefiting. And that actually is a lot of unions as well. Unions have huge retirement portfolios that have a lot of corporate companies who have a lot of these people that maybe they're being, let's say, boycotted, or there are threats of it. I mean, all of these companies are part of the American society as a whole. And that's something that is very lost in this, is, you know, companies are not just autonomous actors who think and feel. You know, they're made up of individuals, of people, of everyday people who are working. When the Democrats were speaking in the debate about getting rid of all private insurance, I think that's all well and good as a rhetorical point, but that actually includes millions of people who work for health insurance companies, who work at auxiliary companies, millions of people who depend on private health care as it is. You know, we're not dealing with big, bad companies. We're dealing with individuals who work in these firms who are in themselves just trying to get by. And, you know, they should not be castigated. They shouldn't be thrown aside, and they shouldn't be forced to have a political worldview. And I think that's very problematic. And for individuals living in a society, because that's what we are, Margaret Thatcher said that there is no such thing as society. There's only individuals. I think that's very true. We're out there trying to maximize everything we can for our families and for ourselves. And more that the political game gets thrown into our lives, we have to start really weaving back and forth. And it becomes a terrible, just imagine it's a terrible driver's license exam where you need to be able to swerve left on here, swerve right here, be careful there, got to put the stop sign, got to turn left, got to turn right. It's very complicated. And I think what most people want is they want to be able to provide for their families. They want to be able to have cheap goods that are high quality and be able to choose that. And I think the more that we're able to do that and have less of the politically charged conversation about sneakers or whatever it is, I think the better off we're going to be.
No question. But with that said, it seems to me as there's a conscious effort for groups of people to, say, boycott one group or business, or push to boycott and tear apart some corporations and businesses because of the political views they espouse that don't line up necessarily with opposing opinions and beliefs. So we see that with the co-founder of Home Depot. So it seems like there's a little bias in that, when a group and a company like Nike, pulls a sneaker off of the shelves because it has an American flag on it, their stocks go up, and they're not necessarily by the mainstream groups that follow this stuff, not necessarily critical of a group like Nike, but then a Home Depot co-founder comes out and says, you know what, I support the president, and then there's an all-out kind of a war, so to speak, in boycotting that corporation. There's some danger in that as well, no?
I think so, but again, we have to realize that the companies themselves, whenever they're putting these products together, I mean, this is marketing, and it's a strategy, and it's a way that they're able to make more money, to sell more products. And sometimes it's something to be applauded. I think it's great. I think one of the greatest ads that I've seen in the last few months is this Volkswagen ad that just came out about the new electric bus. Everything in the news about Volkswagen in the past 2 years has been terrible. Look at that. They're fixing their emissions. This is terrible. What do? They produce this great ad that speaks to the heart of this environmental movement. We're switching to electric. We're innovators. We're changing the narrative. And now most people don't even talk about Volkswagen and the big scandal. I mean, there was a point in time where the Justice Department was trying to arrest key executives at Volkswagen, and we've kind of gone beyond that. So, yes, I do think it is bad that we have this situation where there are boycotts. I think boycotts are really something that should only be used when it's most necessary. And this did happen a lot during the Civil Rights era. There were a lot of companies that didn't hire African-Americans or didn't want to move to a particular part of the South for that reason, and then people boycotted against them. And there can be some effect. But again, how far are we willing to go? Do we want to coerce all companies to think exactly like we do? I think this is as prescient for the left as it is for the right. And I think at the end of the day, it's just what you can do as someone in the market who wants to purchase your products, get your groceries. If you're going to have to ask whenever you pick up that box of milk or whatever it might be, what is the political inclination of the CEO of this company? We're in a bad spot. It's not, as Adam Smith said, it's not from the benevolence of the baker or the butcher that we have our food on the table. It's because it's in their self-interest to put the cows together, to get the meat and slaughter it and sell it to us, and they make a profit, and we make a profit by having a great meal. And I think if we think more about this, and about how everyone can benefit, then I think we're going to resort less to these boycotts that are really not based in anything that we should be concerned about.
I mean, it gets stirred up a lot, through social media and, the media outlets. So is that a way that, people can get away from the politicization of everything, is just step away from some of these outlets, like a social media, or, following the words of the Apple co-founder, Steve Wozniak, recommended that most people get off Facebook this week, saying, hey, go enjoy your lives, go do something else, and, find, fun and happiness outside of the world of technology. And, it's a great innovation, of course, but in times, many people can argue that it's tearing apart kind of the heartstrings of our culture and, guiding people in a way in which, we do politicize everything, because that's what we see, whether that be through a Facebook or on through the news media on the day-to-day basis. Is that the recommendation, maybe? Stay away from some of these outlets that can lend your interests to making everything about politics?
I think it depends what you're following, who you're following, what you're tweeting and writing about, or what you're involved in. I think everyone's got interests. Some people like to play squash or tennis, or they're really into home brewing. There are so many communities out there, and that's actually why everyone was so excited about pages like MySpace and Facebook in the beginning, is because you were able to connect with people who liked what you liked all around the world. I mean, there are Facebook groups that I'm a part of, in which, we talk about great stuff that I'm interested in, squash tournaments and the like. Everyone has this ability. There's a reason that Alexis de Tocqueville, who was the great political thinker, the Frenchman, came to the 1800s to the United States and said, wow, this model that they have is amazing, because they have civil society. They have these institutions where people are able to gather, to discuss, to come up with ideas, and it's not in a political environment. It's not in the halls of Parliament or in Congress. They're doing this in their community centers. They're doing this in their churches. They're doing this in these third spaces, and that's actually making people freer because they're dedicating themselves to the community. You don't need to have big states or a king or a queen to be able to take care of everyone and to provide community and to provide society. And I think what he saw then, over 200 years ago, is something that still exists. And I think if we just go back to that, we start thinking more about our community and not necessarily seeing it as a way to divide people, right? We have way more in common with the people who live in our neighborhood than people who might live in on a rocky cliff in California, who just don't understand the everyday workings of someone living in North Carolina or South Carolina or anywhere else. So I think there's a lot that can be gained with using these tools. I think trying to break them up or trying to use political ramifications is a bad idea. But we have it all within our power to find the people who care about the same things that we like and to really create a community there. And I think if we focus more on that than trying to advance the workings of our political tribe, I think everyone's going to be way better off.
Yael Lisowski from the Consumer Choice Center. You can find out about what he and his organization does at consumerchoicecenter.org. Yael, another good, timely topic discussed here in a way in which we rarely find across much of the media outlets that folks tune into on the daily basis. That's why we enjoy your perspective every Friday. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Joe, and enjoy Vodka O'Clock.
And no doubt, that'll be about noontime today. ConsumerChoiceCenter.org.